can go to hell. To a Tonga Vailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tua the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take your ass up until 2. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Hey, I have a question.
What do you do if the tab on the top of your soda breaks?
Is it like a clean break? Like it's there's nothing left there?
Clean break.
You can't do the flip around?
No, flip it around. So I can't.
Probably got to like use like a can opener or something, dude.
No way, can opener.
Yeah. You can't open it. What's that?
What do you mean?
That's not even
wrong. No you way. Can't put a can.
You can use an old school can opener.
It doesn't fit.
No, no, I'm not talking about like the crank one. You got to have like the beak one. You know, like the one that like you know has the hook on the one thing latched in. Like you'd open some pineapple juice.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I got you.
Oh, somebody say butter knife.
Do you have a metal straw?
Shotgun it like a beer, you child. I'm a child.
Do you have a metal straw? Do any of your Stanley cups have any metal straws on them by any chance?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Just poke. Yeah, like how they have the cartons.
But don't do it near your computer.
No, do not do
it. I think that was the biggest waste of time. The reusable straw.
Yeah.
Because all you did was throw it away anyway. Because it's kind of nasty.
It is kind of nasty. You got to put it through the ringer there on, or unless you have like a really high pressured sink.
Yeah, no one does
blow through it.
Who, like I'm not. Yeah.
With that being said, I have 42 straws at my house.
D-Sizzle says, "Do you
slam a metal straw through the top?"
See,
yeah, that's probably like it's the same thing. But I'm just saying, like, if you don't want to like slam it to maybe hurt your hand, if you have an old school can opener that has the beak, that should probably do it for you.
Oh, and just kind of open it up.
That's
can openers anymore.
I don't think they do.
I still got one. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Do you?
I do still got one.
My son has a Swiss Army knife.
You want to know what's crazy?
Oh, wow.
Big Spoon blew my mind when she put the thing on the top and cranked it around.
Like differently,
the whole top.
Right?
I was like, what?
What is this sorcery?
Yes. What is this?
All right. So headlines, getting to them. This
almost did it again.
I almost, but I didn't. False start. It's like the ref didn't see me. Good. I was telling you the story last hour. Bill Belichick apparently got sideswiped in this whole Falcons hunt because he had told the Falcons, he goes, look, I don't want total control. You guys, I'll work with your front office. And so, you know, they like what they heard, but he hadn't heard anything. And apparently Belichick was blindsided because he thought, like, nailed it. I'm Bill Belichick, I'm going to get this Falcons job. But apparently, according to this report from ESPN, they did a big deep dive. ESPN loves a Patriots deep dive, by the way.
Oh, do they?
They love a Patriots deep dive. A source quoted the Belichick source saying, Robert called Arthur to warn him not to trust Bill. That account was backed up by the source and a friend close to Kraft. Multiple sources said that Kraft spoke with the same candor to Blank about Belichick. Those sources declined to elaborate. One source close to Belichick said Kraft was a big part as to why the Falcons passed on hiring him.
Dang.
Sabotage.
That sounds like an ingrate.
Yeah.
Wow. What led to that, dude?
They
how can someone
other.
That's it.
But how
there
does
you
it go.
Go
through?
We need to play backstabbers when we come back. What
I
they
will.
Do.
I'd know what happened is Tom Brady won a championship with the Buccaneers and he hasn't gotten over it. His beloved Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. So you think know that Robert dude. Kraft?
Yeah. What?
He's Robert so Kraft? Mad that Bill pushed out Brady. I mean, it only costed him one Super Bowl.
Dude, imagine this. All right. Imagine if D-Wade left the Heat, but then won a championship with the Cavs.
Oh, and like, it was Spo who drove him out.
It was Riley. But like, imagine Mick, because like Mickey, like at the end was the one speaking to Dwayne. It wasn't Pat.
Yeah.
Like, remember Pat said he had like the email in the draft. But imagine Dwayne leaving, but then winning a title. Probably would have been a little frosty.
Damn, but is that enough for me to say Pat? Like, prevent Pat from getting a job elsewhere?
I don't know.
Like, if Pat is now going for the Hawks.
You have to understand.
That's rough.
Those people live on a different level.
That's not, I mean, like, look, right? it seems like the Arisons and Riley are much tighter, obviously. This comes in with you recruited Pat Riley here. But, dude, that man loved Tom Brady. And Tom Brady winning a championship with somebody else, and you're here with McCorkle? Yeah.
I will tell you this.
It's been five years.
I tell the story how Cleveland ran Bill Belichick out of town. You know how it all started?
Hmm?
You ready? He got rid of Bernie. For Vinny.
Hey, bro.
Right. So, and you know how people in Ohio feel about Bernie. So that didn't help. But at the same time, man, come on.
Apparently, he didn't even finish in the top three for the Falcons coaching job, too. Damn, this had nuked his chances so hard.
So wait.
He went to three.
Wait. Let me say something.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say something.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crap, right? Not only do you have to say the reasons why he didn't get the job, but then you got to say he wasn't even in the top three?
Not even top
three. Like, that's just adding, like, come on.
It says, what Arthur Blank didn't say was that he and his top lieutenants had voted on the team's next head coach, ranking each candidate, and Belichick didn't even finish in anyone's top three.
Well, yeah, that's because after that story, mm-hmm. but that wasn't necessary. That part of the story wasn't necessary.
Just piling
right?
on?
Right. Like, you just say we decided to go a different, like, you know how, you see, here's the deal. You can go a politically correct way.
Yep.
Right? Like, when people get fired, we're going in a different direction. Right?
We agree.
Or you can go scorched
ways.
Earth and say, you can't do this job. You suck.
They
You're
said,
fired.
One source tells ESPN on Belichick's inability to persuade the Falcons, quote, he was essentially voted off the island.
Look, they just like,
damn, dude.
You know what? Here's the deal. You know who's the next person that's going to get it like this?
Wow.
You know who the next person is going to get it like this?
Hmm?
Player. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I can't wait for the weird Aaron Rodgers.
Because when it goes south, because old always goes south fast, right? When it goes south, they're going to be on him like a monkey on a cupcake. They're going to do the same stuff they did to Bill.
Don Shula's got to be somewhere howling in football heaven at this.
Oh, he loves it.
Like, I told you.
Oh, Belichick. He's going to stay all those wins shy of me.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's going to join the Manning cast this year. That's what the word is on Belichick. That's what this story
is. He has.
Probably best, to be honest.
Here's the deal. He's very similar to Peyton Manning in that you've always seen Peyton as being this stoic professional, but he does have a funny side to him. But he's really smart, so the funny is not – everybody's not going to get the funny. And that's kind of how Peyton Manning was, right? Like, you know, his funny is cut that meat. Like, when we saw him do that commercial, we're like, oh, he's got a lighter side to him.
The last time he was, like, in everyone's favor was when the draft was done from home and he had, like, his dog at the table or something like that.
Yes.
Everyone's like, oh, look at
he's a person.
He's being a normal human.
He's a person.
Dude, I think he'll do fine.
How else? Here, think about this. One of his best friends is Bon Jovi. Yeah. Just think about that.
The sources said Kraft made it clear to Arthur Blank that, quote, you'll never have a warm conversation with Belichick. Echoing what Bill Parcells told Kraft in 1996 when he wanted to bust the budget and hire Belichick. Blank like coaches who feel like part of the family, a Falcons source said, and that wasn't going to be that way with Bill.
Here's what I would say. That is very accurate. But I will also say this about Bill. When you're in, you're in. Right? But he's not that bubbly personality that goes in hobnob with all the players and stuff. It's strictly business. Now, I will tell you this. I have never seen a coach before a football game could walk up and down the stretch line and give every single person on the field a little piece of information about what they're going to be dealing with in that game. Everybody from special teams, the kicker, the quarterback, running back, lineman, defensive lineman. So, look, if you want a comedian, go hang out with Marcos.
Yeah.
If you want a football coach, the guy can coach. But nowadays, we want both. We want personality and coach. Right? The guys who struggle sometimes at coaching in general are the guys who don't have that personality, that interaction with everybody, right? And that interaction sometimes helps you keep the job for a couple more years.
Well, apparently he nuked this thing for him, dude. So, there you go. Bill Belichick, jobless.
Enjoy the Manning cast, bucko.
Oh, man. All right, we'll take a quick break. You guys can get at us on the YouTube and Twitch chat, Miami 560 WQAM. We will take you up until 2, back after this. All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Jorge Masvidal going to join us on the show today.
Ooh.
Talking about the UFC 300. He is fighting. He's boxing Nate Diaz. And they'll be at Bayside later today for a showdown.
It's a free event from what I'm seeing.
I don't think it is free. I think it's on pay-per-view.
Oh, is it?
No, I don't think it is free.
Not even in person?
Oh, this, yes. If you want to go today, that's free. Yes, if you want to go down to Bayside. My bad. I thought you said the fight was free.
No.
Yeah, if you want to go down to Bayside, you can go watch the weigh-in today. Bayside, which, by the way, I don't know if you guys, you know me, I've criticized Bayside more than anybody. I think the place sucks. But much nicer than it used to be. They've redone the entire pavilion.
Say, I've heard some
bars
things.
Are sick. It really looks nice. Like, I think Bayside is going to have a nice bounce back. Bayside used to suck.
I mean, can I still get a picture with the parrot?
Of course, yeah. That guy's
need
different.
That guy.
The guy with the one leg?
Need the one-legged parrot guy.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, unless J-Fig's around. Then.
Watch out for that one.
So we'll talk to Masvidal later on in the program. And get his thoughts on this fight with Nate Diaz. And also a fellow BMF. What do you thought about UFC 300 this past week? And get the dump on ready.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, man.
He's unhinged.
Bam.
Uncomfortable.
Bam Adebayo has been named officially to Team USA. This has just been released by Team USA. This video here, Leroy, of him getting his jersey yesterday at practice from Coach Spo, who, of course, is the lead assistant with Steve Kerr.
All right, the last thing is we have a piece of news from outside here, but this is going to be announced on Wednesday. So everybody's announcing, you know, showing it today, but Bam is representing.
Whoa!
Get you some, Caleb!
Wow, that's a good
cool one. Right there.
I like the way it feels.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to look real swole.
So they're showing his jersey right now.
Do this for the second time. Give me another one. Yeah. This is where we go from there.
It's a pretty cool thing. How many guys have won multiple gold medals? I mean, well, Carmelo's got the most, right? Three?
Oh, yeah,
he's got three.
Yeah, yeah.
But Bam's going to have a chance to go back this week. This year's in Paris. Oh, man.
Yeah, you didn't see my shirt?
That was a smack.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. I forgot about that. Well, if you guys, for the radio audience, it was cool. They had a Spo there with it. And Kevin Love immediately just smacks Bam right in the tush. Like, just gives him. And Bam just gives him this look like, hey, man, too hard. Too much. Too much.
That's the whole point. It's got to be too much.
Too much.
You got to go hard. If you do it too soft, then we got problems.
Right. So, Bam, congratulations to him. He joins the Team USA roster. I believe the last spot was filled yesterday because it was like 11 out of 12. I guess they needed one final confirmation, and they are giving that to Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi.
Wow. So all the big dogs are playing, huh?
Pretty good roster. You got Steph, KD, LeBron, Tatum, AD, Devin Booker, Drew Holiday, Embiid in his first Olympics. There was a lot of debate about where he was going to play.
Where he was going, what country he was going to play for, right?
He could have played for France, too, I think. But, you know.
Is it France?
It's Rudy Gobert. There's no way he's playing for France.
Wow, could you imagine him and Rudy Gobert on the same team?
Him, Rudy Gobert, and Wemby.
Wow. You get any points on that? That's all three-point shooting.
Anthony Edwards is on the squad, and Tyrese Halliburton. So, yeah, that's the team going
to
be.
Did we ever figure out what happened to Williamson?
Which Williamson? Who? Oh, Zion. Oh, Zion's injury. I don't think they've. I don't think they've disclosed it yet, man.
Well, when they say he needed an MRI, then yeah, it got to be something because he just left the court. He had 41.
I don't know. The headline on ESPN just says status iffy, which is not great.
That's his career, right?
Fair.
He finally got in shape. Dude, for his size, he moves so quick.
Oh, yeah. Scary.
He was going by folks like they were standing still.
That's a bummer. Yeah. But there's no update on it yet, Leroy. No update. Looking on to tonight's game, let's hear from Eric Spoelstra. And
can I do him?
Sure.
We look forward to these moments all year. We like the competition, and we'll be ready to go.
Kind of, yeah. He did say some version. This is not, you know what? To be fair, I did listen to his press conference today. He did say a version of that.
Yes,
but not in this part of the clip. This is just him on how they got to defend Joel Embiid since he's been coming back. Joel Embiid, Danny Green talked about this a lot. You know, he's just basically shooting the lights out. He's not full go Joel Embiid yet,
He's making jumpers.
Killing it, dude. Yeah,
killing it. Threes, the little fadeaway from the foul line. He don't miss.
But as Spo said, he's not falling for it. You got to be ready for everything with Joel Embiid. Here's Eric Spoelstra.
It pulls your defense in a different way. So you invert it, obviously. And if you're not extending, you know, your defense to the three-point line with him, he'll make you pay, just like he did in the first half, you know, the last time we played him. But he can do it at all facets. So in a one-game sample, he could do it in the post if he needed to. He can do it from out there. He can do it in pick and rolls, pick and pops, all of that. It has to be our best, most swarming version defensively, whatever game he's bringing, to it.
Yeah. Well,
what do you think? You think they get the ball out of his hands and kind of, just attack him anytime he has the ball?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be one of those games where Bam, now, I don't think it's going to be as demanding because I don't think they're playing him the full allotted minutes that you normally would on Joel Embiid, but this is going to be one of those games where Bam's going to probably match him on the floor as much, which means those Kevin Love minutes are going to be really important when they're both off the floor, which, look, he's been very productive at in getting the offense humming and Jimmy getting going, but, this is going to be one of I always expect in games like this, like, hey, you're probably going to need to pick up the slack on Bam's point production because he's going to be,
The other thing is that who are you going to put on Maxie? Because
everybody,
you can't leave Tyler on that island.
Well, one guy who's definitely going to get time on him is Caleb. Here is Caleb on what he's going to try and do against Maxie.
Just got to do more. I mean, you just kind of get in that mode where, he's who he is for a reason, and those guys get paid what they do for a reason, and that's what they do. So, we gotta, find the grit and find the mental stability to continue to stay solid through their runs, and also just find a way to do more, make it more difficult as much as possible. That's all you can do.
Yeah, I would imagine Spo's gonna stick with Rozier out. He'll be sticking with the starting lineup of, Tyler and Caleb in the backcourt, basically.
Do you try a little size on him?
I mean, Caleb is bigger. I think they'll throw Caleb at him. I think they'll throw Haywood at him. I think DeLon Wright will probably get some time on him. DeLon's a good defender.
My only thing is that I don't know necessarily if the length in front of him matters because he's just so doggone quick.
Oh, but, yeah. And he'll shoot from anywhere. Like that was right. Like they tried that with him, and he was like, putting the. So you're gonna have to do a little bit of like, look, good guy makes good shots, like they did against Dallas. Like, what do you do when Bam's all over Luka and he hits threes in your face? So, But yeah, I think there's going to be they're going to throw a lot of. I think those three guys though will probably be, you know, their main focus on him, because you are. And the one thing with a game and a matchup like this is, look, normally you can be pretty versatile with Bam. There'll be possessions where maybe they'll throw Jimmy on Embiid for a time, but you know, this is one of those, just like when you take on the Nuggets, it's one of those where you kind of have to have Bam straight up the whole game on a guy.
Can I just say this?
Mm-hmm.
There's one person I don't want to get off.
Low Dog.
No.
Who?
Niang.
he's on the Cavs.
Wait. Oh no, that's
he used to be on the Sixers. We were talking about him on Monday because we were talking about Strus. You're like, oh, Cleveland loves Strus. I'm like, as much as they love that fatty Niang.
Oh my goodness. Like, I'm telling you, he looks like, you remember they used to show the video of Stan Van Gundy dribbling the ball and working the ball? That's who he reminds me of.
Man. So we got that. This is Tyler. Tyler is, we were talking a little
bit. He's got to be excited. He's got to be the most excited guy going into this game.
I would think so. I would think this is his opportunity, but he, you know, he's not, I think, allowing, you know, last year you heard from him. He was like, I want to prove it in the playoffs. I want to prove it in the playoffs. You know, I want to show off in the big games.
He's probably not going to lead with that.
He's not. I asked him about that after the game, and he was like, I just want to be healthy. I just want to be healthy and. Right. And let's see what he can bring from the table on that standpoint.
Prove what you can do on stages of the games, meaning the most.
I'm not trying to really prove anything. Just be out there and have fun and play basketball. I don't really want to prove anything. Just be healthy. That's all I'm trying to do is be healthy.
And eat pizza by my locker.
And eat pizza. That's what I was thinking.
Jealous of the guy who gets to deliver the pizzas.
You know what? Let me tell you the thing that sucks about sports. And this is in any sport. You can't play it to avoid getting hurt. Right? You just have to play and hope for the best. Like, when you start worrying about getting hurt is when you don't play your best version of what you do. Right? Like, and so I like the attitude that he has, you know.
I think, and especially for him, because, like, he's dealt with – he deals with a lot of noise, and sometimes he'll take it on directly and he'll tweet about it, and sometimes they'll let him get to it. And I feel like this last injury, because, you know, he comes back from the one injury, then he deals with another big injury. And right. Probably just like, man, just if I could just be out there, I think right. The rest will take care of itself. And he's looked –
He's done. Listen, when he's on the basketball court, he don't have nothing to prove to nobody. Right? That's a fact.
Schmeathan says, Tobin uses the same voice someone would use reading their baby a bedtime story.
when you ask questions, you do go very docile.
What do you want me to do? Yeah, everybody wants me to be like, hey, Tyler, you're going to be baby goat? That's what you guys want me to do in the locker room.
But we would rather you not, like, whisper.
It's awkward. I mean, it's like.
No, here's what you do. Listen how you're talking now, and then you ask Tyler a question.
Tyler, you think, you know, with your injuries, you're going to come back?
I'm supposed to just be like, Tyler, tell the Sixers they're going to eat it. Heat in five. Do it. That's what everybody wants me to do.
No!
I'm supposed to be your clown.
It's not even a question. It's your tone.
You want me to be there with a little
Why
horn.
Why are you whispering like you're at a movie?
I don't know. That's just how everybody talks. You know, nobody's except Ira. You know Ira. Ira's boisterous. He's got his 2 feet on the ground letting you know.
Lead off with no cap.
Dade South says, it's not what you say. It's how you say it.
Yes!
No cap.
No cap.
He used it in the right time.
Look, that's the time. What's wrong with that?
It's different. It's our interview. It's our show. Voice. It's my comfort
Why
zone.
All of a sudden you go like you like sexy talk and you like, you know, setting up a commercial for some type of ED commercial or something. You know?
Oh, man. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this. So where are we on this beef? Anything new over the last 24 hours?
Oh, yeah, we do have a new player in the game.
Who?
Channing Crowder.
Dude, I saw that going viral yesterday again.
Going viral, dude.
This thing is going crazy with Drake trying to mack on Mrs. Crowder.
Crowder's wife. Yeah,
why is that going viral again?
You know, I'm not necessarily sure.
This happened at the concert he was just at like 3 yes. weeks ago. Yeah,
at Amarin Bank, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's choosing to create a new life as of now, but Complex picked it up. Complex is a big player in the hip-hop industry.
Oh,
hot new hip-hop picked it up. All the blog. It's only a matter of time before it's on TMZ, if it's not already.
Man, Crowder's going to have to fight Drake, huh?
No, what's crazy is, you know, I'm Crowder's comedy partner. Ghostwriter.
Are you really his comedy partner? Like, you know.
I mean, I do. I do a decent amount of it. Okay, you know, whatever. Okay, you know. I'm also his ghostwriter, so that means I got to get these bars ready for Aubrey.
Man.
I'll be damned if I get rapped by my Aubrey Graham. Okay, I'm still working on it.
All right.
Yeah.
Man.
Getting crazy.
This is getting crazy. These are crazy times, Leroy. Crazy times in the rap game.
Yo. I don't know what.
I mean, he can't be flying around like a Peter Pan hitting on all these people. Though.
He is a floozy.
Whew. Marlins are about to get going on this afternoon.
How many people
is this travel day? I can't hear. Bally's. I can't tell if the game is real or not.
It's real.
Stop showing games right before the new game.
This game is a real game, Leroy. So 12-10, first pitch.
And,
so.
then guess what them sneaky bastards do? Right?
Oh, wow.
They put replay in fluorescent, like you can't even hardly see it in the corner. Hell, I watched 3 innings before I said, damn, I saw this yesterday.
They will be in Chicago tomorrow, taking on the Cubbies. So, by the way, if this is going to be the only night game tomorrow, the Marlins series, Marlins are in the afternoon for the next, what is this, 4 out of 5 games. So, just early Marlins action.
Beware of the shadows.
Yeah, Jazz is not going to like that.
Also, let's keep an eye out for Dan Day and Vlad, which may be one of only 19 people at the ballpark today.
They should just host their own show. They should host Sports Day from there.
From the stands. Won't get any audio interruptions.
Let's mix it up, huh, dude?
Let's do it.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do you have today, Ghostwriter?
All right. Speaking of ghosts, let's go ahead and hear audio of all of Klay Thompson's made shots yesterday.
All right. I don't like what you're doing.
Here you go.
I don't like what you're doing.
A swish and a 3.
Jesus.
But have no fear, guys, because speaking of overrated, Steve Kerr says we'll worry about the future of Golden State later.
We've been really blessed here with amazing players and, you know, multiple championships and finals appearances and the highest of highs. And this is the flip side. This is life. This is how it works. You don't get to stay on top forever. So what happens this summer and going into next year, we'll worry about that later.
I agree. Like, look. First of all, they've already gotten their championship after Kevin Durant. Like, I was already supremely jealous that they got to get their 4th. You know, the Heat are banging their heads against you. Tell them they're Spoelstra. When he's asked about, you know, leading his team, because we haven't let him anywhere in 10 years. Like, he's a maniac. He wants to get all the way to the top. They've gotten back to the top. Yeah, okay, sorry. You got bounced from the play-in. Boo-hoo. It's been an amazing – you get a more amazing run than what the Warriors have had over the last 10 years with right. what they've been able to do. Klay Thompson, go make $1 gazillion in Orlando and go cry to your mama.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Woo! Sad Klay Thompson.
He's gonna be in
what
the teacups.
Wrong with
He's gonna be crying in the teacups.
Can I just say this?
He's gonna be crying.
He don't talk trash.
I don't think he is gonna be crying.
The guy hasn't done nothing. But
oh yes, he does. He's like, I'm not in the top 75. That's outrageous. Get out of here, dude. He's going to have the little Mickey ears and tears. Little Mickey ears and tears. It's great.
You know, I'm kind of scared of that team.
That did give it more.
That, actually, yeah, it is. That is a good addition for Orlando, though.
Oh, that he is a shooter.
That's really great.
He's got everything else.
They're already the 5th seed, aren't they?
Yeah.
Secretly, kind of good. Whatever.
But, I mean, paying him $50 million a year, kind of crazy.
There you go. And then you realize you're the Magic.
Might as well do it when you don't got to pay anybody, though. Who else are they paying? Maybe Franz Wagner. Does he get an extension yet?
I mean, yeah, at this point.
He's probably like his second or third year, right? Oh, no. He played with Dunks.
No, Mo played with Dunks. I think Mo Franz was after them.
Okay.
All right. What else you got, Marcos, in the mixed bag besides dancing on Klay Thompson's Golden State Warriors grave?
Oh, I guess we got nothing else then. No, I'm actually going on an apology tour.
Huh.
Yeah, but I'm not the one apologizing. I'm demanding apologies from everyone. Because so far, everything that I said has come to fruition or is on the way to come to fruition, and it just proves that I was right the whole time.
What are you talking about?
All right, so I was right about Klay Thompson. Everyone knows that. Another thing I've been right about, I don't hate Tua, you know, regardless of what you people accuse me of. I mean, I don't necessarily hate Tua.
I would disagree with the way you've been treating him.
Really. Well, old noodle arm needs to pick it up.
Jesus.
One thing that he has done is decided, maybe I do need to get a little bit more mobile. Maybe I do need to potentially drop a few lbs. Would it kill you?
Didn't
Tua?
Tua was fat last year. Everybody
well, I mean, Ryan Clark did, and then you know, Tua got.
It
all
wasn't
sensitive.
Very nice. He didn't like that though. He said he was good. He said, "I wish you would keep your name out my name out your mouth."
Yeah. Well, I went. I wish he went longer than just for the white belt in judo.
I actually agree with that.
What is that, dude? Talk about what? You get a Groupon and it ran out.
You're always learning.
Nonetheless, Chris Greer says this whole idea to slim down, you didn't even have to tell Tua that.
No, I think this, to his credit, like he's trying to do everything he can to do what he can to be great. And that's been from day one when, you know, Mike and him connected here and working through this first season and then making the changes off season, working through last year, staying healthy, leading the league in passing. And now this is his next evolution. As Mike has told you guys, we feel like there is a whole nother step that he can take. And so we're excited about his future.
That's right. There's a whole nother step you can take. And then another one, and then another one, and then another one as he runs for the first time in his career. And I appreciate that he's slimmer now to do it.
But here's the thing, like for the Dolphin fans, and I like Dolphins Twitter and all that. I have a fun time on there. But you guys keep showing me these same three games from his rookie season. He's never been a runner. Like, even when he was at Alabama, like, this is not a guy who is elite. He likes to throw the football. I don't understand why everybody thinks he's going to turn into Josh Allen all of a sudden.
That's what they go to. That's what they go to. But, you want Tua to be more like Josh Allen. Right, Marcos?
No, I want him to be more like Mahomes. Selective with his scrambling when it matters most.
You're selective with your scrambling.
Right. Like okay, but you know what? I wanted to be Robert Smith. I wanted to be able to run a 4.3. Them cards wasn't on the table for
that
me.
Was fast.
Very so fast. I had to play the way I played. Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. Why can't he be the best version of who he is instead of trying to be like somebody else? Josh Allen ain't going to never be Lamar Jackson. He ain't that fast.
That's true.
What else you got in the apparently now Marcos was right mixed bag?
Correct. The first one, Clay. Second one that, even Tua agrees. He needs to be a little bit more mobile. This is one more from Chris
Greer. I don't like
Greer.
That you're saying
hey,
that.
He said he needs to be thinner.
Yeah, what are you getting thinner for?
Okay, the first time he scrambles and get knocked out, what are you going to say then?
I'm going to cry.
Right? Like, wait a minute. No. Everybody wanted him to make it through 17 games, and he made through 17 games. Now you're saying you need to scramble more. So you want him. Let me get this straight, Marco.
But Eichenberg does his job, then he doesn't have to scramble so much.
Hey, you want your quarterback to put himself in harm's way more.
Yeah, I do.
We're all dying just for you. You're dying for a Tua, like, 8-yard run.
Oh, that's all I need sometimes, though. That's really all I need. Remember when he ran over that one guy?
Yes.
Oh, that was fun.
Everybody went like this.
Yeah, I was very scared.
Although he kind of cheated. Like, he faked out on the
on the fake slide. Yeah, I got to do what you got to do sometimes. But look, one of the things I was clamoring for was a little bit mobility from my QB1. The other thing I was clamoring for was a little bit of patience in regards to giving this guy all this money. I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback, but Leroy's trying to give this guy $50 million just for showing up.
Because if he has another year like you had this year, it's going to cost you six. But that's what If you don't think he can play past this year, you're not paying him at all.
If.
Okay. Do you know that's how guys get paid, right?
Indeed. But Chris Greer says...
Let me ask you a question. You want another Christian Wilkins situation?
I don't.
That's why you pay guys early.
Hey, on the other side of it, what if, Marcos, you didn't pay him?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Yeah.
He wins the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And then you have to pay him $70 million.
You think you'll command 70?
What about that?
I can't afford 70. I can do it. I'm willing if he wins the Super Bowl.
So the whole point of paying him early is because you figure it's going to cost you more in the future.
Or.
Now, wait. So you're saying
70.
No matter what happens,
cap keeps going up.
That Tua's not going to be able to make more than he's making right now.
No, if he has a successful season, obviously you gamble and you lose in that sense if you're the Dolphins.
Okay.
But if he wins a Super Bowl.
Apparently Tua should have just been 6'4 and go under 500 3 years, and then he's allowed to make $50 million a year.
Yeah.
Apparently Tua is supposed to have like the biggest blown playoff lead of all time to the Jacksonville Jaguars, get two coaches fired. But as long as he's 6'4 and has a hoose, then he's allowed to get $55 million a year.
Long hair, too.
Yeah, so question. Marcos, would you rather have Herbert right now?
Herbert's a bum. Nobody wants that guy.
How about Trevor Lawrence?
I don't know. Harbaugh seems pretty happy.
Yeah, Harbaugh does seem happy.
How about Trevor Lawrence?
I don't know. Trevor Lawrence is pretty good. Had a good season last year.
Trevor Lawrence hasn't been as good as Herbert.
Yeah.
Although he did beat him in that game.
Yeah. Yes, true. But we can all agree on this. We blame the coach.
By the way, he also had his division taken by a rookie in 1 year.
Oh,
Trevor Lawrence.
Right, but that's my point. So those Herbert got what, $50 million a year?
I think he got more than that. Didn't he get 55?
More than that. Right. See.
Good playoff game.
So, your quarterback.
Yeah, it was a good first half. They were up 27-0, and they blew it.
Yeah, no picks though. No picks.
So your quarterback has had more success than him.
Yeah,
more wins than him, more passing yards. Now I don't know about passing yards
because
he didn't play as much. Because
old dink and dump for 2 years was just handing the ball off.
Wait. And more wins.
Yeah. Does he have more wins?
Yes.
Probably.
And you were saying to me. Right?
5 wins for the Chargers last year.
Ugh. That you're saying to me.
Yeah.
That your quarterback is still not worth the 55 or 50 plus million that was just paid.
He doesn't even want to pay him Daniel Jones money. You're just being a cheap bastard about this.
How much is Daniel Jones money? It was a lot, right?
Makes 40 million a year.
No, okay. I'll give to anywhere between 43 to 45 million right now. And that's a steal. For me, that's a steal. Because you're trying to give him 70. You just said
I don't think any of this.
Wait, are you going to give him 160 guaranteed?
I'll give him 120 guaranteed.
What?
120.
What else you got in the mix bag? Give us one more.
Chris Greer.
Here's Chris Greer. Actually, the actual guy we want to hear about this. Yeah, not you.
The one in charge says Tua contract talks are on hold.
Yeah, I think it's something when it happens. We've had communications with him. And like we've always, I'll just leave those between the organization and his representation. And it's been good. So we'll just keep working towards it. Him and his agent are very understanding that this is now the draft. So he's letting us focus on that. And then we'll turn our attention to that after the draft finishes.
Wow. What does that mean?
Nothing.
I mean, I don't believe. I just want to be clear about him. I don't believe anything he says.
Oh, you don't? You believe Dealer Chris?
Do you want to know why?
Why is that?
Because Christian Wilkins is in Las Vegas, and I don't believe anything he says anymore.
And the door's still open for Xavier Howard.
He was saying this stuff on Javon Holland yesterday. I was like, it sounds like he's a goner.
Xavier Howard at the Improv yesterday.
Oh, was he?
Yet again.
You know, he mentioned in this press conference yesterday that long conversation he had with Xavier Howard, which Xavier Howard said never existed. Who do I believe?
You know what? I don't think X-Man is one for lying.
All right. Take a break. Your Florida Panthers, they are set up for the postseason now. They have won the division. We'll get to a little cat talk coming up next.